Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Mac Brown Sam Howell Show is pretty darn good. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. If the first practice Zoom presser featuring Carolina star quarterback followed by head coach is any indication, both had all the right answers with the 2021 opener in Blacksburg 28 days away. Howell said he doesn't mind starting the highly anticipated season at dangerous Virginia Tech, where they blast Metallica's ominous Enter Sandman upon the Hokies taking the field. It gives us more of a sense of urgency, Howell said, pointing out that his first two college seasons began with South Carolina in Charlotte and Syracuse in Chapel Hill, both victories. We have the mindset that no game is bigger than any other. He said his proclivity to get sacked, most of the team's 67 in 2 years, is a lot on me and occasionally mistakes by receivers, but confirmed Brown's summer-long promise that Howell and his coaches were working hard to get rid of his happy feet and the ball earlier. As of the NIL riches Howell is beginning to accumulate, he said it's not as much a problem as some people make it. That part is about players taking care of themselves, which he says pales to the overall selflessness of these Tar Heels. The highlight of Brown's 45 minutes at the mic compared to Howell's 15 were that he wants first-string players to take fewer snaps so they will be fresher in the fourth quarter than last season, and his third UNC team, Part 2, now has the depth to do that. Recruiting is going great because he and his staff are battling the best teams in the country, and to become a great program, UNC must do that and win its share of those battles. If in year four we don't have Sam, we still want to be a great program, he said. So far, so good there. With all the offensive yardage lost, Brown agreed with pundits and fans that the key to this season will be how much the leaky defense from last year has improved. We will be a better-looking team when we take the field, he said. Then they have to prove it. And they have the chops to win big games to reach their CFP dreams. 8 of our 10 coaches have won a national championship or a Super Bowl, he said. In other words, they're ready to do it. This is Archansky. See ya.